Welcome to the Mindset Unleashed Today podcast. My name is Tommy Gucciardo, and I'm excited to share my insights and experiences with you to help you shift your mindset and improve your life. Now, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be exploring different areas of life, discussing how to make positive changes. Now, I'll be doing this by interviewing guests who can provide additional perspectives and their experiences. I believe that by making a mindset shift, we can all unleash our full potential and create the lives we want to live. I hope you'll join me on this journey. All right, welcome back to the Mindset Unleashed podcast. I'm Tommy Gucciardo. I'm your host. And today we have a phenomenal guest with us today, Lady Luck, who is a platinum rapper, just came out with a new song, Praise.
Yeah.
And she's not just a rapper, not in the entertainment industry, but she's an entrepreneur. She has Lady Luck Crowns, right?
Lucky Crowns.
Yeah. She also has a juice line.
Yeah, Lucky Punch. We work in that to be a powder line. And we also have Sunday Wear, which is our sunglass line. We also have... we're coming up with a clothing line because we need merch for Praise.
Okay.
We're working on an independent film, Dog Nappers. It's going to be a comedy with my family. We all shooting that independently. I just stay busy.
Right.
And cut on that camera, baby. Don't get too much footage. I ain't got too much space left in my own. My baby trying to film us too. I'm like, girl, we need to save some film.
There you go.
Some room. I'm getting old school. I said film.
I also saw you have something, a ministry line where you do a prayer service and that's dedicated to your mom.
Yeah. So we got free ministry. It's a prayer line my mom started like 10 years ago. And then my mom transitioned back in May. So I didn't want it. I knew this. It's something that she loves. She believes in. And there's so many members who still show up and still believe in stuff. Not saying I just, you know, that's a whole nother show. But so I continue her legacy.
Right.
And it's really some great people on there. It's every Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have some phenomenal people praying, phenomenal things happening in people's lives. And, you know, people say it's doing things for them.
Well, that's the most important thing, helping people, give back to people, right?
Yeah. That's what I like to do. I like to help people.
Right. So now you started at a very young age in this industry?
Yeah. My family is, shout out to Aunt Sylvia, Sugar Hill Gang. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but funny thing is, like, they ain't influenced me to rap. Like, it was, my mom was working with them. But when you grow up with something, you see it differently from the inside and everybody from the outside. So I ain't want to rap like the Sugar Hill Gang, hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like, I love them, but I ain't want to do that. So when I heard Audio 2, Milk is Chilling, Gizmo, Ellen, like when I heard that, that is what...
That got you going?
Yeah. That's when I remember one night my mom was out. She was still young, you know? She was young. And I was at, and I heard that on the radio. So when she came home, like that morning, so it was coming up, I told her I wanted to rap, and I had a manila folder, and it had cat, rap, bat, and all that other stuff, and she wrote my first rap.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She got paid for it well. She got that publishing until she left, you know, but she opened up the door for me to continue to write.
That's great. That's beautiful.
Thanks, man.
So your mother's part of your whole story.
Yeah, I'm me and her at the hip. Yeah.
All right, good. So now how did you transition? So you're in the industry. Now you're into, you know, being an entrepreneur. What made you change into, you know, going into a different area?
Unsuccess in rap. Shit. I mean, what you want me to say? I ain't Nicki Minaj. It's no secret. You know. But just refusing to give up and not trying to reinvent the wheel, but trying to find other ways to use the wheel.
Right.
So when you look at hip hop, especially, nobody's a billionaire off of music. People are billionaires off of being entrepreneurs, other ventures, you know. So Diddy made a lot of money off music, but his money comes from outside ventures.
All the different areas.
The alcohol, the clothes. Right. Same thing with Jay. Same thing with Rihanna. You know, Rihanna is her records. She's the number one, but that bag came from the makeup. So it's learning how to leverage your popularity.
Right, what you do and how to get it out there.
Exactly. So and I have a very attractive fiance who's younger, and she likes things.
Right.
So
you find the things that she likes and you go after that?
I have to afford these things. Oh. You know, I don't, she's not with me because of the things.
Right.
But she's with me, so right. She should have these things.
Right. If you're together, that's what's part of it.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
That's great. So what is out of all your ventures, what is the one that you like the most? Do you have one that you know, that's your baby, or you're just like trying to make them all grow?
I love all my children the same. We're treating the juice company as a stepchild until we get the formula correct.
Okay.
Lucky Crowns, I love that. It's like a niche company because the crowns are handcrafted.
Okay.
So we just came up with a new luxury line inspired by all of the top brands, exclusive brands, high end brands.
Mm-hmm.
And we did two campaigns with Slick Rick. One was with Supra. I hope I said it right. The clothing line. Hey, man. And
yeah, listen, then
and Puma. And then he did one with Puma. And so he wore the crowns in those campaigns. You know, he wears them to the Grammys and things of that nature.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So we have a lot of celebrities wearing them. And that's my baby. But I edit videos. I do everything.
So you're everything. You do everything.
Yeah, I record in the crib. Like, I'm all over the place.
So what made you come back to music? Is that your first love?
Nah. It was. Everybody took the fun out of it. Actually, being transparent, I didn't want to do music anymore. Especially after my mom transitioned, because I lost my song. You know, mom, I did everything in life because of her to just see her smile. So I lost my song. But I had songs already written. And then the irony of it is last year, while she, you know, my mom was in the hospital for 3 months, like she was fighting for her life. You know, she's tough. And I'm watching all of these documentaries and everybody celebrate 50 years of hip hop. And my mom is the one. Okay, so my family, Sugar Hill, my aunt mm-hmm. Sylvia, but my mother went state to state, station to station, convincing everybody to play hip hop. She said they like white girls, either white girls or white girls.
Right.
So to know her history in hip hop, and I'm watching all these documentaries and she's not mentioned. And I'm like, well, shit, I did something. Right. And we're not mentioned. I mean, not even the LGBT shit. I mean, gosh, I'm the first one. I blame this gay stuff not taking me where I need to go, back where I'm at. And I can't even make the documentary on Netflix. It was disrespectful.
Right.
So, but I'm quiet because it's a very, very, very rough year. So I can't focus on that. But that's just on top of the ham sandwich.
Right.
MTV called out of nowhere and they said, hey, we're doing the 50th hip hop anniversary for Jersey. I'm there. Whose bag I'm carrying? So they want me to perform and they wanted some music.
So you needed to do something.
So, and I already was working on a gospel album prior to this. I don't want to call it gospel, but just higher frequency. Just something that we all need to hear. Make it dope. Because like inspirational music be like kind of corny. You know what I mean? So like,
yeah, but you put a little flavor into it.
A lot of flavor, man. A lot of poured the whole goddamn thing. So that's where we at. And I sent them a couple different records. And they chose that one. And then I have an amazing team who wants to take advantage of it. But yeah, so that's why I gotta carry the legacy, man. And I gotta make sure that my mom's memory doesn't go anywhere. I was on the phone today. Yesterday, I was on the phone with a young lady. We're the same age. Hmm. Her son is Lil Snoop. He was signed to Meek Mill. Had great potential. I mean, the kid was phenomenal. And then his life was taken from him. And through that tragedy, she's just working so hard. She won't give up. But she says, through our conversation yesterday, one of the things that resonated with me, she was like, I'm his only voice.
Mm.
So if I'm not out there fighting for him, nobody is. Right. And that's how I feel about my mom. So I got to make y'all care about me so that y'all care about her. You know what I mean? And make sure that she was just on A&E, like not last year, but the year before last. My mom, I'm on the airplane. I just went to Greece. And while we were on the flight, you could watch it. My mom is on Secret Origins of Hip Hop. That's on A&E. She's on the Grandmaster Flash episode. Cool. Yeah, so my mom is, you know.
So shout mom's out Don important Lee. To the industry and important to you as well,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Long live Don Lee.
Yeah, you know, it's like tough because I'm going some stuff with my dad right now. And it's like, really, it's like to watch somebody that's so important to you struggle. It's really, really hard. You
traumatizing.
Know? Yeah, you know, it's like really, it's a tough situation. I know what you went through. What you're going through, and I don't, you know, like, I don't want to be in that situation, you know? Like,
I don't want nobody to be here. I joined the club that nobody ever wants to join, you know, but, I've met a lot of people who, you know, we live in such a superficial world that you wouldn't realize how many people are grieving and hiding it.
Right.
Or how many people are grieving and going through depression, but because everybody don't want to hear that shit,
right?
They don't speak about it. And then it's hard finding a therapist. You everybody just going through school trying to find a check. So it's hard to get your emotions out and talk. It's hard to be a human being lately.
Yeah, I know.
So everybody's so superficial. Everybody's so like, let's go somewhere else.
You just got to be you, though. You know, you got to be you.
That's all I could be.
And that shows other people. And then if you're doing that, if you're out there, you know, talking about your stuff and talking about your family and your life, you know, you encourage other people to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, society's tough now.
Well, tell me about this accent of yours, because this is thick. Are you Italian?
A little bit.
A little bit. No, I hear it, man. I'm over here. I'm like, damn, see, I don't want to be racist, because I've been hanging out with Amber. Amber be saying weird shit. Like, she get in my car. We got a lot of noodles. She's like, you got this because I'm Asian? I don't know what the fuck the thing anymore, but you making me want some chicken parmesan right now. Like, I really
That's
feel
funny.
Like,
I just made chicken parm last night.
Yes, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, I lost a little bit of weight, but I'm a fat girl at heart. Right. I'm talking about.
I'll cook something for you.
Oh, man. Let me tell my wife. She got to come there too. To help me. Ah, baby.
I'll hook her up too. We'll be all
he
right.
He knows the weight of my heart, baby.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. So what do you think? Like, if somebody came into the industry now, what would you tell them? Like some young you, what would you tell the young you right now?
Run?
Come on, you're doing so many good things right now. Why would you run?
Young me, man. Because young me needed me.
Right.
You know, it's rough because being 17 years old, signed to the biggest record label in the world at the peak of their career.
Right.
When you don't have the right guidance, see, I knew about music. I knew how to rap. I knew how to woo you. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about music business. So, like, I was telling my girl, for instance, I had a driver one day, we riding through Harlem. He said, these buildings are a dollar. Now, you know, you can't get a brownstone in Harlem for less than $1.5 million. But at the time, I don't even have the proper adults in my life to tell me how to maneuver through that.
What to do with that kind of right.
Right, like, I got money. I'm going to go spend it on bullshit. Right. You know, I didn't have nobody at that time. So, I mean, me just as a kid, like, I don't want to say brain dead, but I wasn't, you know, I grew up sheltered because my mom promoted Sugar Hill Gang and she knew what the world was. Now I'm in the crib like this. I'm laid off the porch. But so I go from being sheltered to having the record deal. I have no idea of what is real in this world and what's not. So I'm surrounded by people who are just surrounded by me because of what I have.
Right, what you're doing and what you're doing.
Right. So I have friends. I don't even remember people's names, but I mean, I'm talking about I go on shopping sprees with clothes. I'm buying this one, that. I'm buying this one. So I've lived the life of people being vampires. So, you know, I went through that with Def Jam. I'm even talking about my family. Like, you know.
Of course. I mean, that's sometimes they're the worst.
Yeah. I'm talking about, you know, so when you don't have any protection from any fucking body. You know, and James Ellis was my manager. And I mean, shit, James fucked me up. And I'll say it. I'm calling names. I'm 40 years old now. What the fuck? James is my manager. I'm in the studio. We shooting dice. He go tell DJ Enough, who's my A&R. Neither one of them know up from down. I'm paying you. Why is you telling the man the label is paying that? You know, and I'm a kid. So at this time, when I'm a kid, these grown men and grown women is holding shit against me.
Right.
They're robbing my fucking budget. You know what I mean? I have car services and studio sessions. I still got the paperwork. I'm looking at it like that wasn't me. You know, so I didn't have the right people around me. And then I switched to another management group. Renee McLean, Lizette Bizarro. Shout out to them. I just seen them on Instagram. And they promising me, you know, look, oh, we're going to do this for you. We're going to do that for you. And I'm like, yay. And then Cameron comes. Mm-hmm. And this is that when Cameron signs the Rockefeller. So now here I am again, taking everybody made me promises my whole career. Like even Kevin Lyles, everybody kept making promises, but then they didn't come through with it. Then I found another company. And they're like, look, you know what? We're going to focus on you. And I was like, all right. And then when that didn't work out, I lost my mind. I became a criminal. At least I thought I did. Oh, man. Because what happened was I did gangster rap. So after a while, you know, you hate everybody in the music industry. Right. You think everybody is fake. You know, I'm from Bergen County. So I start hanging out in Newark and everybody's so real. They got guns and pistols and they showing me pounds. And I said, hey, this,
all right,
is what
there you go.
This is what I've been rapping about.
Right.
I'm home. You know, and then, then I went to jail. And then I realized, I was like, wait a minute.
This ain't working.
Yeah. Maybe the gangster life is not for you. I kept a foot in, foot out, then realized, Jesus Christ, this is not it. So I'm way too old for any of that shit. But I came full circle. Oh, yeah, I had a rap battle in between there. And then TV show on Bravo with my family in between there. But the music industry is like, with me, it's been like I said, a carrot in front of the horse.
Right.
You know? And they keep me going. So it's like, I wouldn't stop and I'll go cry somewhere. I lost my mom. I'm ready to give up. And then, oh no, but we're going to do this on MTV. Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's your mom helping you right there.
Yeah, but it just keeps happening. It's like purgatory. You're Italian.
Yeah.
We know about purgatory.
Just sitting there waiting for shit to happen.
Shit.
Yeah, but you know what?
Did he even ask me any of this?
But you know what? All that stuff you did, it's making you who you are today, right?
Like, who the fuck is that? No, I'm just done.
No, but you know, you're able to have a business, you're able to have a life now, and you know now how to go forward, right? You know
definitely
how to put good
to
people
maneuver
around you.
Well, I'm just learning that in the last 30 days, yeah. You know, it's rough because some people, you love them so much because you have this history with them, but it's really not history. You guys just shared something in common at that certain time in your life. And if you're growing the way that you're supposed to outgrow people.
Right.
Now, if you guys share common goals in life or you share common love, fine. And you guys are continuously growing. Like if I have a friend who's a doctor or a nurse, or, you know, we continue. But I have friends who were criminals and I was a criminal. And I say, hey, man, I got to go. And they still living that life. And when you continue to be friends with them, you try to look past that aspect, it always come back and
bite
you.
It's hard, though. It's hard, too.
Yeah. Who are you telling?
Right.
But
no, listen,
I've
been there before. I know how that lifestyle goes.
Yeah, but I've had things come back to bite me. So it's like, you got to surround yourself with people who are doing what you want to do.
Like-minded people.
Exactly.
You need like-minded people around you that are going to build you up for the right reasons.
Exactly.
And help you grow and not hold you back.
I am tired of broke friends. Let me tell you something. I don't want it no more, you know, because when I didn't have, I'm not going to say I'm a multimillionaire right now, not yet.
You get there.
Right, the check ain't clear yet, but when I didn't have no money, I hung around people who matched it and we had a great time.
Right.
You know, then that got me a couple dollars, then I became the enemy.
Right.
No, I'm talking about, and I've never seen it, so like you're talking about, you know, the friends, for instance. I have people who, like, I thought we live and die together because we got it out the mud together.
Right.
So now I get a couple dollars. So now people will call and say, I need $1,000.
Just out of the blue?
I just lost my mother. And we don't even have that. And I'm like, I ain't got that. I could. Because we don't have that rapport.
Right.
Me and you throwing each other money back and forth.
Different story.
Right. But you've never, how the fuck you even know to call me? But then I'll be like, oh, I got to stop taking these pictures. So now I got to get some cheap wigs again. But I've had cousins who cut me off. Like one cousin, he asked me to co-sign for a car. I said, fine. They said his credit is bad. I said, all right, well, they said we got to put in your name. I said, well, use my company. They said, no, we need your name. I said, cousin, I'm not putting a car in my name for you.
Right.
That is it. I'm blocked.
Right.
And I have so many of those. So life, you know, you just realize that
but
say
my
mom.
That's okay. That's all right. You know
right?
why?
You say
because
my
you get
mom.
People out of your life.
Yeah, but that shit, you can't. I mean, I'm a human being.
No, I know, but sometimes you don't need those people in your life because they bring you down. They don't help you grow as a person.
I'm still a human being, you know. I could.
I get you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it does. It does hurt. It does hurt.
Of course, it's gonna hurt.
But you, like you said, you keep going, you maneuvering, then you meet great people, and you replace those people who weren't supposed to be there with people who could be and people who should be.
Right. That's the only way you grow, you know?
See, this is like a therapy session. I'm having a great time.
And I'm not even charging you. This one's free. So you got your juice line coming out. You're working on that, right? You're looking for the secret.
No, I'm not. The juice, we have it to the back right now. I'm not going to lie. We have, I'm working on this frequency music for everybody. Like, I enjoy making happy, sad music. Music that feels good, but you're listening to it, you're like, wait a minute, I did a message, I should cry. So I have a few of those. We're working on that. Like I said, independent film. I'm going to do stand-up when I get back to Atlanta.
I can see you doing stand-up.
Say, I did it a few times, So, like, fuck it, why not, man?
You got the personality for it.
Hey, you better stop flirting with me. You ready to feed me? That is me. I'm funny. Oh, baby! But
I don't know. Your wife might get mad at me.
Oh, no. She says you're very handsome.
Oh, all right.
But no. But I want to do that. I cook mushrooms. I have an addiction to mushrooms. So we got a podcast we're working on when I get back. We're just doing everything.
So how do you fit all this stuff in your daily, you know?
We don't. That's why, like, we got to do it. Because, like, my sister, she's designing clothes. So her and my wife started designing clothes together. The mushroom podcast, I'm going to do that when I get home. So I'll do 5 episodes in one day. Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And then spread those out. We have the podcast that we're going to be working on. I don't know. We do whatever they want to do when I get home. I edit the videos. I record because I have the studio there in my room. And I procrastinate too. And that's how you get things done as well, because I don't get it done until it has to get done. Crunch time.
Get somebody
like
quick.
I don't pack until the day I have to leave. You get what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
leaving tonight. I didn't pack yet.
You see what I'm saying? Like that's who I am. So crunch time, lucky, you know, I shoot the 3-pointer. So.
All right. There you go. So at least you know what your strengths are, right? And you just work with them.
We're working on them. A good team.
Yeah, you go. You need good people around.
Exactly. You have a good team. You can bullshit as much as you want. No, just kidding. Yeah. I mean,
I get him. All right. Thank you for coming down today. You gave a lot of good information.
Thank you, man.
You really have a good story.
I've been kicked out of better places.
I would never kick you out of anywhere.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, man.
You know, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you and about your song and anything?
All right. Well, you can find my song, Praise. Trust me, it's a good song. It's like good for the morning. You know what I mean? It gave you some inspiration in the morning. That's everywhere. Music is streamed. It's all over YouTube and things of that nature. At I Am Lady Luck across the board from Instagram to Mahente. Oh, no. TikTok. I Am She God. That's right. And it's Lady Luck on YouTube. But, you know, find me. Just type in rapper Lady Luck and we everywhere. All right. And I love y'all. Peace. Long live Dolly.
All right. Thank you for coming down and we'll see you next week.